The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.
Why don't you blame it? Go on and blame it.
Hey, hey, welcome to Insomnia Radio 146 and happy November. This is Jason, and we just heard some awesome dirty rock and roll from the Javelinas. They're out of Chicago, Illinois, and I can't say much more about them because I haven't done my research, but check them out at myspace.com/javelinas, and a thank you to Kara from our Insomnia Radio Chicago show for pointing them my way. Kicking off the show, a lovely singer-songwriter, very talented singer-songwriter called Beth Thornley. And I've never really paid 100% attention to her music. I've heard her on other shows, kind of listened in the background. But once I don't know what it is, but that this particular song just really caught my attention. And I ended up buying the entire CD, which is called My Glass Eye. And the artist is, once again, Beth Thornley, and you can find her at BethThornley.com. The album is superb. It's, if you're into, like, Amy Mann, Sam Phillips, but a little bit heavier than that, just smart, like, pop rock, you will really, really dig this album. So, yeah, hi, how you doing? It's been about, It's been a week since my last confession. It's been a week since the last show, I believe. And we're going to jump right in and keep things loud. And I'm going to do something a little bit different at the end of this episode because I'm pissed off about something. And I'm pissed off about a band that I won't be playing on this episode. And I'm going to tell you all about it at the end. But before we get into that nonsense, here is Ivy League with The Only Escape on Insomnia Radio, episode 146.
Can't forget about you now. You're coming clean with a mess that you're digging in. Try to kick you everything, but you won't take. There are my stings and I know your mother's fire. Well, I'm out. You won't see me here, I'm gone. Doesn't matter if I'm home. Cause I'm going my own way. And that's how I'm gonna stay. Hey, now look at you.
Ivy League with the second track off of their new 2007 CD, The Other Side. It's called The Only Escape. And these guys, like everyone else and their mother, are on myspace.com/Ivy League Rock. They're myspace.com/Ivy League Rock. You guys have the unfortunate benefit of me recording this episode before my morning coffee. I have been typically going to bed at 4 or 5 and getting up about 11 or 12. For some reason, this completely shifted yesterday. I fell asleep about 10 or 11 o'clock just out of sheer exhaustion. Got up at 6 this morning and felt really, really energetic and inspired, but not necessarily coherent yet. So bear with me, gang. Anyway, once again, it's the Ivy League with their song The Only Escape. And you can pick up that album on CD Baby or a few other places by visiting their MySpace page. Next up, the band is Vox Palma. And I'm sure if you've never heard them before, they will easily appeal to Pixies fans. This is their song, Happy Dagger.
Machines, they are choking girdle.
Now, aside from Vox Palma's music being extraordinary, their website is really, really entertaining, too. It's just a lot of fun to look around and browse and listen to and watch. They've done a really, really great job with it. So make sure you check that out at voxpalma.com. Automatic 7's new CD, At Funeral Speed, is being released later on this month, and I've got another track from the album just to kind of give it a little bit of hype because it's more than worthy of the hype. This is Sunday Eyes, and I'll see you in a few. Enjoy. I did a write-up, a little miniature review of these guys on InsomniaRadio.net under the We're Listening To section, which actually, kind of quick side note, the We're Listening To section is on the sidebar of each of our regional sites, and it's kind of meant to highlight a certain band that we're really into at the time. For me, it'll be pretty much any band. For the regional shows, it'll be obviously a band that they've featured kind of in their backyard, so to speak. And I'm going to try fleshing those out. I'm going to try having a lot more of those as soon as I can get a little bit more inspiration and kind of hone my writing chops a little bit more. So look for that. It won't be in the RSS feed, but just check the site once in a while at insomniaradio.net, and hopefully there'll be a few new ones up. Anyway, what I had written in that review, I'm not sure if I've mentioned on the show before, but Automatic 7 does an awesome cover of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City. It's easily one of the best covers I've heard to date, And if you get the album, definitely, definitely check that song out. I should say, if you don't buy the whole album, if you're just going and getting select tracks, make sure you listen to Atlantic City, because it is just amazing. All right, the last track I've got for you is actually a scratch track fresh out of the studio from Tom Ray at Lorenzo's Music. And I'm really excited about this because I've been following them since Insomni Radio started almost. And I just feel really privileged to be able to feature something that's not even mixed down yet, not even, just right out of the studio. So this is from their upcoming album. I don't know what the album name is yet. I'm not sure if they do either. Tom, correct me if I'm wrong. But this is called After All by Lorenzo's Music. Enjoy it.
Which one of us won, or did we both lose? Tattered in our new clothes, keeping our space. But we are still fine, after all that's happened. I drink and I swear it's a shame, still you care about me. Could you put up with it when I ain't worth shit? I'm always gone all the time, but remember to lock the doors. But we are still fine, after all the time. I know sometimes I take you off, I should really think before I talk. Stick my word, just a joke. You know I never meant much to you, because all of my stuff is here. I come home 'cause I know you're there, asleep in a bed, and it will go on that way. After all that's happened, 'cause we are still fine. After all that's happened, 'cause we are still fine. After all that's happened, 'cause we are still fine. After all that's happened.
So Lorenzo's Music, totally DIY band, very technologically proficient. The guys do their own podcasts, video podcasts. Tom posts blogs daily. They're all over Twitter. They're fun guys, really. So check them out at lorenzosmusic.com. And now, that wasn't supposed to be the last song on this episode. No, the last song on this episode was supposed to be brand new music from Luna Halo. And Luna Halo is a fairly new band that has been developed and produced by Rick Rubin. And you may know Rick Rubin from such bands as the Black Crowes. And he also has his own label called American Recordings. I'm a big fan of Rick Rubin's productions and basically his entire music industry ethic. So it was really disheartening, the dialogue that was exchanged between myself and the artist management company representing Luna Halo. So I'm going to give you a little bit of insight into this. The first red flag that should have gone off in my head was the subject line of the email. I'm not going to reveal the person's name, but I will talk about the company. Because I'm guessing that this person is probably just an intern and is doing what she's told. Anyway, I get an email on the 25th of October, and the subject line is, "Featuring Luna Halo on your podcast." Two words. And in my experience, anytime people use, they say podcast in two separate words, they have no idea what they're talking about. So here's the email. Hi, Jason. I am from Red, an artist development company. There are a lot of artists that come through us from various different companies. Currently, I am focusing on Luna Halo, a rock band that has been signed by Rick Rubin to his American Recordings label. I wanted to know if you'd be interested in featuring this band and reviewing their album, which will be released on October 30th. I hope to hear from you soon. And now here's the problem with the email besides the subject line. Number one. No MP3 attached. Number two, no link to the band attached. No bio, no image, no nothing. So I wrote this individual back, and I tried to be as polite as possible, even though I was a little bit taken aback that a supposedly well-known artist management company working on behalf of a band that is signed to a major label didn't really know what they were talking about, or what they're doing. Anyway, so I wrote back and I said, hi there, quick tip for future mailings. Please include a link to the band and or a track. I'm a fan of Rick Rubin and took the initiative to track them down on MySpace, but MySpace is having one of their we don't feel like having our music player work type of days. Please send us more info on the band and a track if possible. Which they did. Only a couple hours later, they included the MySpace link and they included a really nice track, nice high quality track. So I wrote back and I just briefly said, you know, hey, this song's been on repeat. I absolutely love it. If you could please officially submit it to our artist submission page, because this covers us legally and you legally and gives the artist a lot more, you know, leverage within our network to get featured and stuff. So then I get what I should have seen coming, and it's basically a two-line email from Red, the artist management company, saying, glad you liked it. I just need to know if it would be streamable in your podcast. The only reason I ask is because Sony BMG has this policy that if it is downloadable, it could only be featured for 30 seconds. If it will not be downloadable, then I will send it to you ASAP. Thank you so much. Now, that was the last time that I've heard from Red, the artist management company. This was 3 days ago. I sent them an email last night saying, hey, I'm going into the studio to record my next episode tomorrow. With or without the band, I'm still not sure. I'm in a bit of a bind here. Their music is stellar, to be sure. However, the restrictions you emailed me earlier this week have made things very confusing. The subject line of your email was, featuring Luna Halo on your podcast. And certainly you know that all podcasts are downloadable content. In effect, you've given me permission and then caused a big gray area. If you can please clarify your stance as soon as possible, that would be great. So, nothing. And while I really want to feature this song because it's amazing, to give promotion to the band, I will tell you that the band is Luna Halo, and the song is Untouchable, and it is absolutely amazing. But the fact that apparently it's being distributed by Sony BMG, and this artist management company does not seem to know what a podcast even is, leads me to not play the song, and thus the rant. I'm angry because, you know, first of all, if you're an artist management company, do a little bit of research. I'm not asking you to listen to my show and see if it fits, but for Christ's sake, figure out what a podcast is and how to spell it. And if it's downloadable and streamable or what? This is why I don't deal with major labels. This is why Insomnia Radio will always be independent. And if that ever changes, then you guys reach through the internet and slap me in the face because I need to remember this day. Anyway, gang, thank you for listening. This has been Insomnia Radio 146. Thanks for bearing with me through my uncaffeinated rant. And thank you for enjoying all the music. Feel free to get in touch with me. The email is jason@insomniaradio.net. Or you can also find me on Twitter if you're into that. I Twitter quite often. It sounds dirty, but it's a lot of fun. Twitter.com/killyourfm. I'll talk to you later. Bye. This episode of Insomnia Radio was sponsored by Wired Medium Web Hosting. Free domain name, great prices, and no contract. Go to insomniaradio.net and click on their image to sign up.